Nolte, exclusive, 71% want Disney to end LGBTQ agenda, brand in freefall. By John Nolte on May 6, 2024. Polling proves the Disney grooming syndicate's brand is on life support, with a pathetic 46% favorability rating. In a virtual tie, 45% view the Louse House unfavorably. Those numbers would not be all that great for a politician. They are death for a corporation. The reason for this is obvious. Rasmussen discovered that 71% want Disney to cease grooming small children. In an exclusive to Breitbart News, Rasmussen reports polled 1,255 adults between April 21 to 23, and found only terrible news for what was, only a few years ago, one of the most universally beloved brands in American history. This is not the first poll to show Disney's brand cratering. This exclusive Rasmussen poll does, though, confirm previous polls and shows that the degenerate Disney brand is still in freefall. For example, according to a Public Strategies poll taken in early 2021, when Disney was still Disney, a company dedicated to protecting the innocence of small children and not attempting to queer them using drag queens, gay sex, transvestites, and transsexuals, Disney enjoyed a +56 favorability rating, 77% favorable / 21% unfavorable. That's exactly where a company wants to sit. Flash forward to May of 2022. Months after Disney launched a crusade to prey on your children's innocence with drag queens, gay sex, transvestites, and transsexuals, and an NBC poll showed that Disney's net favorability rating had collapsed by an astounding 53 points, from A+56 to just +3. In these divisive times, a politician with A+3 favorable rating is doing pretty well. A corporation with those kinds of numbers is a different story. Especially a worldwide entertainment brand like Disney. Corporations that wish to survive cannot be polarizing. But demonic Disney is so desperate to sexualize little kids, it's willing to take the hit. And now, according to Rasmussen, Disney's favorability rating has collapsed further to a deadly +1. The internals are fascinating. Disney is upside down with Hispanic adults. Only 46% view the grooming syndicate favorably, while 49% view the company unfavorably. Disney is -3 with Hispanics. The true divide is political. 63% of Democrats view Disney favorably, while 25% view the company unfavorably, or +38. Meanwhile, only 33% of Republicans view the child predators favorably, while 61% view the child predators unfavorably, or -28. Other than with Democrats and young people, Disney's favorability rating doesn't climb over 50 with any demographic. Favorably / unfavorable. Men, 45-48-3. Women, 47-43+4. 18-39, 59-36+23. 40-64, 42-49-7. 65+, 35-49-14. White, 48-44+4. Black, 49-33+16. Hispanic, 46-49-3. The reason for these terrible numbers is obvious. Rasmussen asked the following question. A Disney executive said the company has many, many, many LGBTQIA characters in our stories. Is such programming appropriate for children under 12? Naturally, a majority of 54% said no, while only 33% said yes. Respectively, 57 and 58% of Black and Hispanic respondents said no. Rasmussen then asked, "Do you agree or disagree with this statement? Disney should return to wholesome programming and allow parents to decide when their children are taught about sexuality?" Get this. A vast majority of 71% agree, while only 22% disagree. This is why Disney's stock cratered. This is why Disney's movies bomb. This is why Disney Plus is losing billions. Once upon a time, the Disney brand meant innocence and universal themes about family, loyalty, duty, and decency. Once upon a time, the Disney brand meant wonderment, adventure, and escapism. Today, the Disney brand is a threat to small children and destroys every icon. Indiana Jones, Luke Skywalker, it touches. Today, Disney means divisive lectures, scolding, left-wing propaganda, gay sex, boring characters, and even more boring stories. Disney has turned evil, and evil can only tear down. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.